everything on earth.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito, coming to you from Island Community Church. I'm the senior pastor here, along with Darren Solanas, my associate pastor. We greet you here warmly today on this Friday. Thanks for joining us here today on this Friday. Thank God it's Friday. I hope everyone had a wonderful Christmas. Thank you for joining us here today. For the next 30 minutes, we're tuning into God's frequency. God is always broadcasting. He always has a word for you. And we're going to hear today the sermon that I just started yesterday. And it's called climate change. That's such a buzzword today. And what does the Bible say about it is what I'm trying to say. So I've entitled this, and as one out of this series, what'll be the sign of your coming? Well, today it'll be, what'll be the sign of your coming? Climate change. How's that? Well, let's start with 3.5 years with no water. I mean, imagine what the world's going to... I mean, now here in Florida, at the mere mention of a hurricane, go to the supermarket and try to find some water. And you'll see what I mean. Imagine. Revelation chapter 11, speaking of the two witnesses, it says, no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. Now imagine 3.5 years... with no rain. You see, this is the kind of things I'm talking about. Climate change? Oh, yeah, you bet. Just don't be blaming any politician for it, because this is coming from God. And what are you going to do with 3.5 years with no water? The Lord Jesus Christ, it says to all those overcomers out here, I will give to them some of the hidden manna to eat. But you got to get out of the boat, and you got to trust him. You got to say no to this last world government and say yes to God. Trust him. Don't give in. Don't take this mark in order to what? Buy or sell so you can drink water. There's no water for 3.5 years. Peter is going to tell us here today that the world's going to melt with fervent heat. So climate change, oh, you bet it's real. That's what we're looking at here. This is part two. I invite you guys to church this weekend. We would love to see you Sunday morning. My sermon is entitled, What's Up with Israel, Part 2. We're looking in Romans chapter 11 and God's plan for the nation of Israel. Here now, climate change.
Okay, here we go. Revelation 11:3. God declares, I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days. Clothed in sackcloth. All right, how long is that, church? We've just gone through the book of Revelation. You guys are professional Christians in here. Right, 3.5 years. Hebrew calendar at 300, and still does, have 360 days to a year, not 365. Multiply 360 times 3.5, and you'll get this right here. 1,260 days. So let's start there. Mark the day on your calendar. Verse 5. If anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds from their mouth and devours their enemies. If anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this manner. That sounds like Spot on the Munsters, doesn't it? Ring the door, the steps come up. So, verse 6, and true climate change. Look at what it looks like. Verse 6, these two guys, they could show up tomorrow, any day, any time in Jerusalem. This is your mile marker, again, what you're looking for. These two have the power to shut heaven so that no rain falls in the days of their prophecy. Uh-oh, now we got ourselves a problem. Here comes serious climate change, the likes of which this old world has never seen before. Think about it. When the two witnesses arrive here, think about it. When these two guys appear on the scene, again, whether it's tomorrow, Friday, a year from now, these two guys have the power, and they will use the power to see to it that it does not rain for 3.5 years. Imagine the line at Walmart. And yet in this year, I can hear the devil saying, clear as day, because it's written in your Bibles if you want to read it. Job chapter 2, verse 4, he says, skin for skin, all that a man has, he will give for his life. Look at what happened the last time there was no rain like this. You read about it in 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 25. It says, there was a great famine in Samaria. And indeed, they besieged it until a donkey's head was sold for 80 shekels of silver and a 1/4 of a cab of dove droppings for 5 shekels of silver. All right, now with a shekel worth about $2, am I right? $160 for a head and $10 for some bird poo. To eat. And I thought broccoli was bad. This is even worse. Imagine serving bird poo to your kids. All I could rustle up was some bird poo, Johnny. But you see, you'll have the opportunity at that time, if you're around at that time, you will have the opportunity to eat and drink something else if you want. For a price. Now remember my new name for the Antichrist, which we learned going through this before. Remember, I called him the Zephyr Hills man is my new name for him. No water for 3.5 years. And here comes a guy riding into town with an air-conditioned truck, a Zephyr Hills truck. For those of you watching that aren't from Florida, that's bottled water. And a big old air-conditioned truck with all the beads of water running down the side. Ice cold. And Satan says, all that a man has, he will give for his life. Now, perhaps you say, not me. I would never do that. That's my sermon next week. I've preached that before, too. It's called, Is It I? That's when you get a bad case of the, I don't care if all of you people do that. I will never do that. I will never do that. I'll never buy water from the Zephyr Hills man. All of you might do it, but not me, you see. I'm a pastor. I could never do that. Better watch out what you say. The correct answer is, as we're going to read in here next week, is it I, Lord? Am I going to buy water from the Zephyr Hills man? Now back to these two witnesses, and back on point, climate change. They've got the power to shut heaven so that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. And the verse continues. And, look at the next word, and. Meaning it's not just rain. It says, and, to have the power over the waters to turn them to blood. And, to strike the earth. See, not just Jerusalem. It's not just, you can go up to where Dora and Brian live, because they got all them lakes up there in Minnesota. All of them 10,000 lakes, you're not going to get it either. It's everywhere. They have powers over the water to turn them to blood and to strike the earth with all plagues as often as they desire. So is climate change real? Not only is climate change real, church, but true climate change is the catalyst for the end of the world. That's how you'll know we're at this time. Hence the name of this, what'll be the sign of your coming? What'll be the sign of your coming at the end of the world? Climate change. All right, now, Danny, here's a quote for the FCC. This will be a good soundbite for the FCC when this plays on the radio tomorrow. Here it is. Climate change is the real deal. You've got to make some friends with the FCC, right? The Lord Jesus said, there will be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars. And on earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Just like Jim Cantore says on the Weather Channel. But you see, men are going to blame Donald Trump for this, like they do everything else. And they will be ignorant or too filled with derangement syndrome to see and understand that this climate change has come from God and not from Donald Trump. So don't blame him for it. You better look up for it. Don't blame the president. This is designed to get you down on your knees to worship God, because his word is true. Let God be true and every man a liar. When it don't rain for 3.5 years, get on your knees and praise God. Don't take water from the Zephyr Hills, man. And don't say, I would never do that. Don't say that like Peter did. Don't say that. Book, chapter, and verse. You just read it. Now the Lord continues there. Men's hearts fail in them for fear and the expectation of those things coming on the earth, for the powers of the heaven will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with power and great glory. Wow. So here comes the Lord in the midst of all of this. Verse 28. Now when these things begin to happen, he says, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. So, right, amen to that. All this perhaps in your lifetime. If not yours, then your kids or your grandkids. Look, Sodom cannot prosper forever in this country. It just can't. It can't go on like this. Now, next up. The greatest meteorologist who ever lived, that would be St. Peter. 2 Peter chapter 3, let's turn there, back of your Bibles. 2 Peter chapter 3, we'll pick it up in verse 3. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3. He says, knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last day. Let's call this, in today's vernacular, let's call them haters. Haters will come in the last days. Doing their own thing, we can call it. Now, let me read the verse. Knowing this first, scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts. All right, so they're easy to recognize, these people. Disprove Jesus and you can live like a devil, right? Disprove Jesus and who needs morals? Disprove Jesus and create and terminate lives as you wish. Find water on Mars and God's not real anymore. That's what they think. These particular scoffers, notice they're tired of waiting and they're older now. They're older now. And they're no longer walking in faith. You see, the world has corrupted them. And the world has infected them. The world's infected them. Okay, scoffers or haters will come in the last days doing their own thing. Walking according to their own lust. Verse 4 saying, where is the promise of his coming? In other words, where is he? like your mother and father talked about, like your grandmother and your grandfather talked about. We're still waiting. He's not here. That's another sign that you'll know his return is near. When all the old folks have lost their faith and are out here living in the world again. Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning. Verse 5, this they willfully forget, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water, by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water. Okay, that would be Noah, right? Verse 7. But the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by that same word, are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and the perdition of ungodly men. Now, there's the future for planet Earth. Regardless of whether or not you take away my gasoline, my LS2 V8 engine, my gas stove, or my 100-watt light bulb, or whatever else you atheists want to take away from me, you're not changing this by what you take from me. Now, Peter continues. 2 Peter 3:10, check it out. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements, Greek word stoicheia, like the elements on a periodic table in science, the elements will melt with fervent heat, and both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. So for all of those Democrat alarmists out there, whom the Republicans all mock, who claim there's only 12 years left until climate change destroys the world, where guess what, Mrs. Alexandria Cortez? You might be more right than you realize. Except don't blame Donald Trump for it. It's an act of God. And it's going to destroy all the God haters and everyone else out here who rejects Jesus Christ and everyone else who has refused love. That's the last verse I had her put on the slide up there, 2 Thessalonians 2:10. That's everyone who's upset that God loves them, is that last verse up there. So don't be deceived. God is not mocked. You're not stopping climate change. Climate change ushers in the end of the world. You can't stop it. It ushers in the end of the world. You can't stop it. The Apostle Paul wrote, Jesus is coming back in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on all those that don't know God and on those that don't obey the gospel. And the greatest threat is not to the water. It's not to the planet. The greatest threat is to your soul. The Lord Jesus said, fear him who was able to kill both body and soul in hell. Notice how we turn this conversation inward. That's how it should always be. When you come in contact with people like this, they'll want to say this. You turn these conversations inward. Agree with them. Yeah, you're right. Climate change is real. But what's your plan for when it doesn't rain for 3.5 years? What's your plan? You turn these conversations from these mockers, turn them inward. Now let's finish Peter's text here, verse 11. He says, therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, or since climate change is coming, therefore, since you're right, Mr. Politician, it is coming. Since that's true, since that's going to usher in the end of the world. Now, verse 11. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness? Great question, Pete. Since all this is going to happen, how should I live? Since all this is true, how should I live? What do I go? Oh, you've given it to me. Pastor, what do I do with this now? I accept it. This is real. There's going to be dry and thirsty times. What's a Christian to do? He gives three. Number one, be ye holy. That is, once again, don't be like the world. The word holy means separate from, to be apart from something. Don't be like the world. Separate from the people of the world. Or in other words, don't sell your child for some bird poop, people, because there's no water around. Everyone good with that? Be holy. Be separate. I think that's 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. He says, come out from among them and be ye separate. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, he says. So, be ye holy. Number two, be ye godly. To be godly is to have godly attributes. Love, mercy, forgiveness, righteousness, etc. Love what God loves. Hate what God hates. Remember the old axiom, hate the sin, but love the sinner. And number three, you should be looking for his return. Evident, by the way, in how you're living. The evidence that you are looking for Jesus' return is evident by how you live your lives. Not by what comes out of your mouth, but by how you're living. That's the proof. Look, I could spot all of the Christians in here by your Facebook page. Just show me your Facebook page, and I can spot out all of the Christians that'll be here. That's where the evidence is. What's important to you? What drives you? What do you read that inspires you? I read Robin's Facebook page every Sunday. This whole entire church is blessed by what she puts on hers. I don't have to wonder who or what she is. That's where the evidence is. You should be looking for his return, evident by how you live. Hebrews 9:28, it says, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him, he will appear a second time. New King James says, unto those who eagerly await him, he will appear a second time without sin, meaning you're not going to pull out his beard next time. You're not going to spit in his eye when he comes back. He's coming back to everyone who is eagerly awaiting him. So this is what we need to be doing, church family. Looking for his return. Unto those that look for him or eagerly await him, he will appear a second time. Is that you? Are you looking for his return? Do you have a crick in your neck from looking up? So, question, is climate change real? Answer, oh, it will be real. It will be. And quite frankly, it is. But don't try to control me and blame a political party for it. Give credit to where credit is due. You see, Almighty God is trying to get your attention. Don't blame Donald Trump for it, but get on your knees and praise God for it. Are you listening to him? Can you hear him? Are you paying attention to him? We just went through the days of Noah just a few weeks ago. Remember, all the people were oblivious to the coming judgment of God, because they were preoccupied. May that not be said about us. And lastly, no force in the universe can stop climate change or slow it down or speed it up or change it, because you can't stop this locomotive named Jehovah when it's time for his return. Let's pray. Lord God, we praise you. We just bow the knee to you, Almighty God. Thank you that our eyes are open to the truth. We understand, hear all the truth. Lord, we pray that you would help us with these points. Help us to be doing your work, like you said. Help us to be the man and the woman you've called us to be. Help us to always be holy, as you've commanded us, be holy as I am holy. Help us to be separate from this world. Help us to be godly. And help us, because we can't do it on our own. We need your help. Help us to be always looking for your return, Lord. We admit we can't do it on our own. We admit we need your help. Help us to not be in love and influenced by this world, but are always set our eyes on you, Lord Jesus. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. And amen. Now, let me sum this up. You've got two choices, church. Two choices. Number one, you can prove Satan right. Again, that's Job chapter 2, verse 4. You can prove Satan right and get all the water that you want during this time. During this time, if you're around or if your kids are around, maybe it's not you, maybe your kids or grandkids are going to be here. They ought to know this. You can prove Satan right and get all the water you want. Or you could prove Jesus right. Remember what we learned in the book of Revelation. This is why he said when we got started in the book of Revelation, remember, blessed is he who hears and reads and keeps the things written therein. Every time we do that, we get a blessing. Now, I've taught through this I don't know how many times. This is what we got as a church family last time. Revelation 2:17 says this. It says, to him who overcomes, I will give him or her some of the hidden manna to eat. So trust in the Lord when you're going through adversity, and you too will be given hidden manna to eat and probably a little bit of water to boot. See, the Lord Jesus is your plan. And he's your future. You just got to trust. And this, I've said it before, this is why he makes your life difficult right now. When you find yourself going through struggles, it's to prepare you for this kind of stuff when you're going through tribulation. This comes through enduring under the hand of God when you're going through trials now. That's why the Bible says, count it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that. Meaning, there's a purpose for what you're going through, church. The testing of your faith develops what it takes to tell the devil to go fly a kite. I'm going to trust in God. And God says, when you trust in him at this time, no matter who's alive at this time, I don't know, but this I know, to him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat. You can't find it anywhere. You got to get out of the boat and trust God. Once you take that Indiana Jones step, out comes that thing. Out comes that walkway. But you got to get out. You got to trust him. You got to say no to the devil when you're going through trials like this. And trust in God and lean not on your own understanding. That's the way to get through this.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.